Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Empowering Her podcast. I'm Melody, and today I want to talk a little bit about the opposite of depression. I heard one of my mentors, Kathy Heller, once say that the opposite of depression is purpose. And that really resonated with me so deeply. So deeply because when I myself was growing up, you know, when you know there's something that you're here to do, there's something that you're called to do. From as young as I can remember, I really would thrive from connecting with people, from listening to their stories, from cheerleading them, from supporting them, from finding my own unique way to give them hope and light about what they were going through and to see the gifts in them. Like, that's one of those things that it was just so natural to me. I would look at a person and I would simply see the beauty in them, which is why another quote by Wayne Dyer really has always spoken to me. See the light in others and treat them as if that's all you see. I mean, like, what a world it would be if we could each just look at each other and see one another's light. But anyways, so as I grew up, I've shared before that I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. And, you know, our parents share with us what they know. They want the best for us based on what they believe the best to be. And so my dad really had this deep goal for us to be a part of our family business, which, don't get me wrong, like, what a gift to go through school knowing that when you graduate, there is this business that needs you, that you know, there's a space, there's a place that's been carved out for you, and you will have a job, but it's that job, you know. So either find a way to love it, or you know, find another way to make money, right? That's kind of what I was looking at. And we always, like, me and my cousins joke that, like, our family business was like university for us. It was like Robley University, which is the name of the company. And we learned so much there. Like, I literally learned everything I know about entrepreneurship. Like, that was the starting point. So I'm speaking with so much gratitude and fondness. But the more time I spent in that family business, the more I realized that, like, it wasn't for me. While I enjoyed the family connection and the amazing people who work there and the day, you know, going in and connecting with others, that's all I really enjoyed about it. And so there was a disconnect. There was truly a disconnect for me. And I knew, like, there comes a point where you know that it's not for you. I started feeling depressed. You know, you wake up in the morning and you think about, what are you going to be doing with your day? And that didn't speak to me. It didn't get me excited for the day because it wasn't my soul's calling. And, you know, as life has it, thankfully the universe is always looking out for us if we actually believe it. There's whatever it is that you believe in, a higher power, God, the God within you, right? The light within you, had it out for my best interest. I end up falling in love with a man who lives in New York. I moved to New York and the family business is no longer in New York, right? So I have this opportunity to, after all these years, start doing something that I want to do. And I felt like the world was my oyster. And I remember hearing this idea of life coaching. And this was like 18, 19 years ago. It was really before life coaching was a thing. And I was smitten. I was smitten with the idea of life coaching because life coaching was like, you know, once upon a time, I thought I wanted to be a therapist or a social worker. And there's a difference between therapy and social work and coaching. With therapy, you're really helping someone to heal old wounds. You're looking at the past. You're working with the past to find clarity in the present and move forward with power in the future, which is a beautiful thing, and we all need it. What coaching was is looking at you today with the gifts and strengths that you have, and and setting you up to win in the future. So working with today and not really going deeply into the past, to do that. And so when I found out about this, I had literally just had my daughters and I signed up and I started what would be one of the best decisions I ever made for my life is becoming a coach. And that's when I finally started waking up with purpose, right? The depression, the sadness in the morning of like, what is my role here? Why am I here? Like, do I make a difference? Like, all of those questions we all ask ourselves kind of dissipated as I stepped into my work as a coach and working with women and helping them to unlearn the fears, the shame, the doubt, the guilt, all the stuff we carry in our girlhood, helping them to release that, to unlearn it, and then to really step into the most empowered version of themselves, knowing that their PowerPoint is always in the present moment. So like that shit makes me giddy. That's the stuff I love. That's the stuff when people say like, what would you do for free? Obviously I'm not doing it for free because this is this is how I make a living. And as we've discussed in this community a lot, you deserve to be earning for the good work that you're doing. But what would you do for free? And if that thing is something that like you'd wake up and do it just because you love it, that's when you know you're in your purpose. And so the story goes that the more I worked with women, the more I was like, oh my goodness, we carry so much as women. And if it's been given to us in our girlhood, then let's go backwards. How do we create a generation of women who have their own backs? The way that we create it is by starting with our girls and building them with such a deep foundation of how powerful they are and how magnificent and brilliant and unique they are, and let them build on that way beyond that statistic that a girl's self-confidence peaks at age 8. So if we catch them before 8, at 8, even after 8, right? Because we work with girls 5 and up, all the way up to 20 years old and women too, right? If we do it when they're young, and if we equip them with that inner toolkit that's already there, there's nothing they can't handle. There's nothing that they can't move through with resilience and ease and grace. So why do I share all this? Because I want you to be a woman who wakes up with purpose, so much purpose that she can't wait to like leap out of bed each day and do the thing that she knows she's here to do. The opposite of depression, I truly do believe, is purpose, is just stepping into that thing. Maybe it's multiple things. I know that we are a community of multi-passionate women, so it doesn't have to be one thing, but what's one thing for you, like that you would do with your eyes closed because it's your gift and it's your joy and it's your honor to bring it to the world? So today, that purpose-driven me, is the creator of Girl Life, the Girl Life movement, where we equip women with the tools that they need to empower girls. And I just, I use the word giddy already, but that is what makes me giddy. That is what makes me excited to connect with other women who have it on their hearts to empower girls and to share what I know. Because as women, when we get something good, when we get it going on, like last night, we went for dinner with a couple that we're really close with, and I took a book for them called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Now, backstory of this book, it's one of the first books I ever read that really just got me overflowing with ideas. It got me overflowing with self-love. It was such the book that I needed at the moment that I needed it in. And it changed my life. And because it changed my life, I wanted to pay it forward. I wanted to give that book to everyone. So this year, every year at around the time of the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, I purchase a case of books. This year, the case of books that I got was Hay House, Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life. And I've been giving it out to everyone. So last night I took it to my friends because when you've got something good, you've got to pay it forward. This is what we do as women. It's our birthright. It's innate to us. So I shared the book with them. And every, by the way, like if you don't have this book, you need it in your life. If you're, in New York, tell me. I have a case. I'll give you a book. But it's life-changing. So I had to share it, right? So that's what we do as women, we share. So another one of my gifts to share is the Girl Life movement. And we have so many ways. If this is something that is on your heart, if you want to step into your purpose and empower girls, I want you to come and learn from us. Like, what does it look like to run a girls' empowerment endeavor? Whether you're monetizing it and becoming a girl life coach, or you want to do it with your daughter, or you want to do it for your daughter and her friends, or you want to run an after-school program. I want you to come to something that I've just created. It's a unique experience. It's called the Girl Life Orientation Experience. It's happening for 2 days in March. You can get more details about it. It's a free event, www.melodypourmorati.com/orientation. For 2 days, we're meeting one day on Facebook Live in our special Facebook group. It's exclusive, it's new, it's not our typical group. It's going to be just for this experience. And then the next day, we're all meeting on Zoom. So we're going to hang out for a period of 2 days. And I'm going to just give you like a sneak peek behind the covers of Girl Life. You're going to meet the Girl Life family. You're going to learn what we teach in our curriculum, why we teach it, why we need to arm our girls with these tools of resilience, intuition. Oh my God, intuition. Like, I could record a whole podcast episode for you just on the magic of intuition and how girls are born with this divine feminine intuition. And we, as women, need to help them to not lose that intuition because the world comes in and teaches them to lose the intuition. And you cannot let a girl lose her intuition because that is her gut. That is her deep sense of knowing when she's moving in the direction of things that are for her and when she needs to move in the direction of things that are not for her. The intuition is magic. So that's just one of the workshops that we teach about. There are 17 workshops. So we're going to lift the hood to the Girl Life movement and teach you all about why we teach what we teach, how we teach it. You're going to hear from our coaches and what has lit them up on this journey, how they've taken our Girl Life movement and just rocked it in their own unique way. So I want you there. I want you there. If you are a girl mom, if you are a teacher who wants to move deeper into that movement of teaching, but teach things that resonate with your soul, if you are a life coach or a health coach, if you are a woman who knows she's got purpose on her heart and just needs a way to express it, join us for this movement. It's going to be so good. We're a couple weeks away. Again, melodypourmorati.com/orientation. I'm also going to put it in the show notes. Come and join us with like a heart-centered community. There are no strings attached when you come to these events. It's just an opportunity to learn, to grow, to elevate in a room full of other women who are there to do the same thing. And I always say, if this is your year to grow, put yourself in a room with other inspiring women, a room that will challenge you to call forth your inner leader. In one way or another, you are going to gain some new tools. You're going to gain some new contacts. You're going to gain some new ways of existing in the world that are going to give you access to the most powerful version of you. So I hope you will join us for this unique Girl Life orientation experience. It's going to be good. It's going to be filled with inspiration. And I hope this podcast episode served you. I hope that you know in your heart that if you're waking up and you're feeling off purpose, you're just one thought away. You're just one decision away from stepping into something that's going to get you excited to live, something that's going to get you excited to show up for yourself and for someone outside of you. Because at the end of the day, we rise by lifting others. We step outside of ourselves and we give to others, and that's where the joy is. That's where the growth is. So I appreciate you, beautiful listener. Thank you for being a part of our community, and I will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.